are listening to the sermon podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church. We are a community in Madison, Wisconsin, who gathers to worship, to learn, to serve, and to grow together in God's love. Please visit us online at www.covenantmadison.org, where you can find information about Covenant Ministries, as well as links to our online worship services and sermon podcasts.
Today in worship at Covenant, we are celebrating a baptism. We're celebrating the gift of God's grace in the life of 7-month-old Margot, who was born back in March, just as the pandemic began to take root in our lives and as the shutdown began. So it's a wonderful reason for us to celebrate God's grace today. At baptisms, and when people join Covenant Presbyterian Church, and when teenagers are confirmed at the church, we ask questions of faith, questions of intention. And probably the most important question that we ask is, do you turn from the ways of sin and evil and turn to Jesus Christ, accepting him as your Lord and Savior? Now, the challenge for all of us who have responded, I do, to that question is to figure out what it means, to figure out how concretely, specifically, sincerely, authentically to follow Jesus Christ and to claim him as Lord and Savior in our daily lives. Or to put it in the words of a well-loved song, how can we see God more clearly, love God more dearly, follow God more nearly? And how can we do that day after day after day? One very good way to live out the Christian faith is with intentional thought about practices, the practices of the Christian faith. And that's why we're doing this 6-week series on practicing the faith, which concludes today. Traditional practices like prayer and scripture and worship and Sabbath keeping are necessary and good and important. This series, I hope, has opened our eyes to some non-traditional practices of the faith, of being God's people, of following Jesus Christ in our daily lives. In her book, Practicing Changing Yourself to Change the World, Pastor Kathy Escobar invites us to think about practicing the Christian faith by doing things like advocating, including, healing, listening, failing, resting. Last week, our former parish associate, Sue Melrose, offered a wonderful sermon on the practice of mourning. If you haven't heard it, watched it, or seen it yet, please check out our podcast, our YouTube channel, or our website. Today is the last sermon in the series, and our focus today is on celebrating. Now, I'm aware that thinking about celebrating in our world today might seem a little tone deaf, given that we're in the midst of a deadly pandemic, given the ongoing racial strife, given the economic meltdown, given all the stress of our political world. But please remember that celebrating is one of many practices, not the only one. Remember the wisdom that comes to us from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. There's a time to be born, a time to die, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. So we're thinking about the time to dance, the time to be joyful, the time to celebrate today. The Apostle Paul, who often can be kind of strict and kind of legalistic, wrote a powerful and wonderful letter to the church at Philippi when he was in prison. And this letter that Paul wrote from prison is filled with encouragement to be joyful. Listen for God's word. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Paul centered his life around Jesus. And in the Gospels, we see that Jesus loved to celebrate. He changed water into wine. He welcomed children. He shared meals with all sorts of people, and he multiplied the loaves and the fishes. So I feel like celebration is an act of faith for us, and I believe we're called to celebrate even now, even in this challenging time. Obviously, we need to be sensitive to the people around us who might be suffering, who might be struggling. Romans 12:15 gives us good advice. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Sometimes we rejoice and weep almost at the same time. Many years ago, I spent a year in Nicaragua when the country was at war, mired in despair. Most people had little more than rice and beans to eat and lived in constant fear of guns and landmines. My parents were not exactly thrilled that I chose to go to a war zone after college to work with this church-related human rights group, but I think it's one of the best things I ever did. One of the biggest surprises for me in this time of fear and despair and mourning was the incredible joy that I found. I was repeatedly stunned by the warmth and laughter of the Nicaraguan people. We had great parties together. We had great celebrations together, singing, dancing, laughing, eating, whatever we could find. I remember one time in particular, late November of 1986, I helped coordinate a visit of North Carolina Presbyterians. We visited a remote community in rural northern Nicaragua, far from paved roads, far from electricity. We were there for several days. We heard their stories of despair, and we experienced in the flesh what it's like to live in an impoverished community in a war zone. Well, while we were there, our Nicaraguan host learned that we would be with them during our American celebration of Thanksgiving. And somehow, they found a turkey and cooked it. And along with some rice and beans and a few other things, we had a celebration of Thanksgiving together, giving thanks to God for friendship and fellowship and for the gift of life itself. Celebrating in the midst of a war zone might sound crazy, but I think it was an act of faith, a way of practicing Christianity, of trying to let the light shine and to welcome this new world that Jesus came to proclaim and lead us into. I treasure that memory in northern Nicaragua at Thanksgiving. I've been blessed in my life to know many people who are joyful and courageous and full of light and love. Many of them treasure the words of Psalm 118, verse 24. It's a wonderful affirmation for any morning, no matter the context. Say it with me if you like. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's a good refrain for us to hold on to, especially in our day today. Not to ignore our pain, but to transform it, to change it, to survive it. So what might you be celebrating this week? What could you be celebrating this week? What are you thankful for? What are you rejoicing in? If there are particular things, maybe if you're watching with us on our Facebook watch party, feel free to comment. We'd love to see what you have to share. To encourage us in the practice of celebrating, I asked a few Covenant people what they are celebrating, what they're thankful for, what brings them joy. Take a listen.
I'm celebrating this gorgeous fall day, the glorious tree behind me. Wow. Yeah. My husband and kiddo, spending every day with them.
We are celebrating our son's birthday.
I thank God for the beauty of the fall and being outside.
I'm thankful for me and Bryn being able to row together.
I'm thankful for Maggie, my dog, and Avery, my sister.
And I'm thankful for the love of my family and this beautiful fall weather.
Good day, Covenant Church. I'd like to say that right now I am thankful for the good health that myself, Diana, and our four boys all have. And I am celebrating that all four of our boys are either in college or have a job right now. So they're all doing well. I have a job and I'm doing well. We are a blessed family and blessed to have Covenant as a part of our family as well.
Hi there. I'm sitting here with my friend Joey, who is one of four beagles that we have in our family. And we celebrate the gift that they bring to our family every day, the gift of joy with our doggy friends. And he's also helping me celebrate another gift in our lives, one that'll be less surprising to most of you, the gift of music.
Our dogs.
Good morning. I am grateful to God for going on beautiful walks with lovely friends.
And I'm grateful to God for our church community and the amazing chance we've had to enjoy time with each other this fall.
And we are both enjoying the beautiful weather and gorgeous fall colors. Have a good one. Bye.
Oh my.
My photo bomb!
Beep beep! What? Oh my feety butt! I'm thankful for my feety butt! Oh my god! I'm thankful for new friends.
I'm thankful for people.
I'm thankful for my best friend, Owen.
And we're thankful for warm pajamas.
When I see other people celebrating and rejoicing, it helps me to do the same. So I hope you can find some way to celebrate, to rejoice, to be thankful this week. And maybe you can find some way to share that with the people in your life. As Christians, we need to remember the importance of celebrating and to remember that our faith is all about good news. The word good news is the same as the word gospel. And so we are called to celebrate the good news. We have reasons to celebrate every day. The good news of God's love for us and for the whole world. The good news of forgiveness and of Jesus calling us into a new world, a new way of being. The good news of the hope that somehow God will redeem our world and make all things new. Kathy Escobar closes her book and her chapter on celebrating by sharing a similar word, resurrecting. Usually, when we use this word, we talk about resurrection as if it's a one and done thing, the resurrection of Jesus. But I like thinking about this word as a verb, as an ongoing process in our lives and in the world around us. So Kathy Escobar shares various synonyms of the word resurrecting, which invite us to recognize what God might be doing in our lives and in the situations around us. Some of those synonyms for resurrecting are bouncing back, making whole, overcoming, recovering, strengthening, waking up. Friends, God continues resurrecting us and resurrecting the world. So let's celebrate wherever and however we can. Thanks be to God. Amen.